Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I'm honored to coach you.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Brunch Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street racers from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham. It's another Thursday, y'all. Another good Thursday. We have some real good weather here in Chicago, and it's coming, y'all. It's coming, and it's coming for sure. I think it was like 65, or maybe 60, 65 degrees today. So it's time to get down. Like I said, this is the Clocks Off Grudge Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Big Sham. Thanks everybody for calling. I see it's steady lighting up. Get them a few seconds to get on. I'm going to go through these little announcements, and I'm going to jump right into it. I've been getting call after call about June 7th. People want to lock in, and I'm looking for y'all to continuation from last week, introducing yourself, really, if you want, you still can come on and introduce yourself, let everybody know who you are, tell them what you got, and tell them what you're looking for. Okay, let me go through these announcements right quick. This weekend, April 26th, Piedmont, North Carolina. That's Long Island Joe, y'all. Long Island Joe in Piedmont, North Carolina. They're having a race. It's going down. I know a few people from up here in Michigan. I know they're going down to support Brother Joe. That's going to be a great event. If you want to, this weekend, April 26th, Piedmont, North Carolina. May 25th. Buzz Creek, that's also Long Island Joe. Buzz Creek, Maryland, that's going to be another great show that a lot of people are going to go to. Myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we are having an extravaganza. One more time, Grudge World, Street Madness. I say Grudge Street because it's... Grudge is kind of new to me. I think it's a little bit new to all the people from up here. But all I know is street racing for the most part. But nonetheless, Grudge World Street Madness, June 7th. All these street and streetable cars, and everybody for that matter. I don't want to exclude anybody, but I know the real street races are the street and streetable cars. Come out, and we're going to have a great show. I do have a couple races that day. The big wheel race, 22-inch rim or bigger, 8-car minimum, $25 to buy in and $400 payout. The real street, 10-car minimum, $1,500 payout, $100 buy in. All steel car except the hood and the trunk, full interior, no cage, stock suspension, and full exhaust. No tires bigger than a 29, quarter mile, and pro tree for both of those. Pro tree and a quarter mile for both of those. No time ticket, no clock. So it is actually a street race. Let's see, what else we got? The Motor City Mafia and Little Tony and Slouch, July 26th, the Midwest Grudge Nationals. Now, everybody knows about this race. It's going down, $10,000 guaranteed. That is guaranteed, as Little Tony would say, payout for that shootout that they got going on up there. So mark your calendars. I'm giving you all a quick synopsis. I'm going to go back over it again. As I always do, Brother Voss, June 28th, Albany, Georgia. Streetcar Brawl, him and Bobby Wildchild, June the 28th in Albany, Georgia. May 17th, Big Drag is having a brawl down there in Saxon, Missouri. That's May 17th, Saxon, Missouri. And let's see. And last but certainly not least, May the 3rd. That's about 2 weeks away. Peso and Brother Wayne, they having something up in Milan. I know a lot of people going to go up there for that. May 3rd, y'all. Y'all heard it. May 3rd, Peso and Brother Wayne up at Milan Dragway. Here we go. And May the 2nd, that Friday night, Big Fred and the Young Money crew, they throwing a Sheen Bing Ding down there in Detroit at the East Village, East English Village Bar and Grill. That's Big Fred joint. 16915 East Warren. That's the Young Money crew. Starting at 8 o'clock until. If y'all down there, make sure y'all go and support them brothers with that. All right, I think that's it so far. I want to say that's it. Okay, let me jump into my topic. My topic for tonight is what qualifies a real or a fake grudge racer? A lot of races with not that many wins, 50-50, 50-50 chance, 50-50, you know, if they race 10 times, they won 5, or, you know, somebody that ain't raced in a while, but they trying to engage. What really qualifies as either a real or a fake grudge racer? You know, somebody do a lot of talking, we already understand, but he's trying to lock people in and they ain't trying to go. These are just some of the examples I came up with, but I'm quite sure y'all got a lot of them. So I'm gonna let y'all do it. These people. Uh-oh. Okay, hold on, y'all. Breaking news. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Man, speed. Oh, Lord. I got a text saying, man, speed up. It's wartime. I heard that. Wait a minute. Lenny, what's that going to kill this outside? Really? Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me digress for a minute. June 7th, the south side of Chicago is racing the west side of Chicago. That's the name of this event. And it's the Illinois and Indiana versus Detroit and Michigan. And it's us against the whole Northeast. New York, Long Island Joe, and that whole crew, they all coming up here, and we against all of them. But let me go to this south side versus west side. Now, if y'all not going on clocks off, you need to get on there and take up for whichever side of town that you on, because all the there we go beeping. All these people talking about how they going to whoop the south side and how they going to and so forth and so on. But I am biased. Let's just say that. I am from the south side, and I said it. There is no way on this earth that the west side can whoop the south side. I remember back in the day, the whole west side used to come to the south side trying to whoop us. And I'm not going to say they never won. I'm not going to say that. But I'm going to say, ooh, what the hell? Let me open up. I don't know who these people are. Could you please just press the one button? Stop texting me. Oh, just press the one button. Please press the one button. Let me open up this line. 773-93. Oh, they dropped off. Wait a minute. 773-93-93. 708-4697. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Big Sham?
What's going on, bro?
Nothing much. Just sitting here trying to support the show, listening in.
Oh, man, that's what's happening, Mouse. I don't know why, what happened there, but something happened. But nonetheless, what's going on, Mouse? Tell me something good.
Oh, man, trying to get this car together slowly but surely.
Yeah, man, tell me about it, man. I'm in between how I'm going to get this to get that, and yeah, it's more than a notion, but something got to happen sooner or later. I'm wishing you luck. I know you. How close are you?
Waiting for this motor to get out of the shop and then go back to the chassis shop. So, you know, can't really put a date on these engine builders. So, you know,
It
is what it is.
Okay. So what you think about this topic tonight, JD?
You know, it's all about engaging and not engaging, basically. I mean, even if you done booked 10 races and lost them, and lost all of them, you ain't no fake racers. Say you just talked about locking in 10 races and don't really, you know, intend on locking in nothing. You got your fake racer right there. And you got some people, fake racers, they're locking in everything and just pay it off, pay the lockup off, because they never intended to race.
Oh, okay, so if somebody lock in races and they pay off the races, they don't race and they pay them off, that considers them to be a fake racer?
Well, I'm not saying, okay, let's say you lock in 5 races through the year and only run one of them, and ain't nothing wrong with the car. Now, you know,
well,
some people are legitimate. If something wrong with the car, something happens.
Yeah, how you going to know if there's something wrong with it or not?
Well, somebody know. You know,
somebody know. I'm quite sure,
right.
But only... Oh, man, I wish they would y'all press the one button. Somebody just say they'll whoop everybody on the west side. I'll beat everybody on the west side ass. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Go ahead, Mouse. I'm sorry. They, you know, these breaking news, I have to just announce what they said. And they won't.
I'm sure they're blowing your phone up.
Oh, man, really? I was just curious because – you know, they talk about that, the real or the fake racer. And somebody asked me earlier today what was my opinion, and I said, well, it could go back to, do you have to be racing right now to be considered a real grudge racer? Or could you have been racing, you know, a while ago?
Okay, like me.
And did a lot
my
of racing.
Car ain't ready.
Uh-huh.
Like me, my car ain't ready. I ain't talking about doing no racing.
Yeah, you don't, but you don't necessarily have to be talking about it to be a real grudge racer, though.
No. I ain't talking about real. I'm talking about fake as in I'm trying to think I'm letting people think I'm ready to go.
Okay, so that's just somebody lip boxing.
Exactly.
They just talking. You know, some people, they don't have no intentions on... They got a whole lot to say, and they don't have no intention at all to race at all.
That's a fake race. There you go.
Got a whole lot of opinion, but they not trying to do nothing. They ain't doing nothing.
Well, not opinion, but they talking about engaging, but it ain't never really going to happen.
Okay. I'm trying to get the question together that I want to ask you. That's okay. I'll bring it back up later. But yeah, they asked me earlier what did I think, and I mean as far as like I say, the old school racer that hasn't raced in a while, but they are coming back. Well, you know, I've always heard, you know, I know people say, what have you done for me lately? Now, if you raced a whole, just say you haven't raced in 3-4 years. I'll just give you that, you know, 3-4 years. But before that,
mm-hmm.
you was getting down a lot. Do you have to be? I guess the question is, do you have to be racing now to be a real grudge racer?
Well, no, you don't have to be racing, but the thing is, you can't sit there and talk about it and not do it.
Oh, well, shoot, they doing that left and right. There's a whole bunch of people got a whole bunch to say and ain't doing shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't mean to say that like that.
Race.
But they got a lot to say, and they ain't bit more. They ain't, man, pour gas in the car or nothing. I don't know if that's the, you know, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but it's a whole bunch of people that's got a whole lot to say. But that goes back to me saying, can you be good on your merit for what you used to do?
Only up to a certain degree.
Only up to a certain point. Okay. Okay. No, you know what? When the weather get good, Mouse, it seemed like everybody, you know, I know this is a show, and I know that grudge racing is entertainment. So, therefore, people, they got a whole lot to say, and they go, what they going to do, and who they going to do it to, and so forth and so on. But as I said in the beginning of the show, the weather is like 60. This good racing weather right here, 60, 65.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, I know for Chicago. And now, don't nobody want to say nothing. I don't understand.
Oh, that's because ain't no snow on the ground.
It's
when
like
when there's snow on the ground, or if when we can't race, that's when all the talking, all everybody get to talking. But as soon as the weather comes and ain't nothing holding nobody back, then you find the real races and the fake races.
Exactly. The people that's really they you know, and it might not even be a particular person, but they are trying to engage with someone. Might not even be for a lot of money. They just want to race. It don't matter, you know, who it is. They just trying to go. But it's funny. It's really funny. And I'm not, you know, talking about anybody in particular. I'm just saying, you know, people, they really don't want to say nothing. Oh, that go, Bub. Let me open this up. 708-3029. Your mic is open.
What up, Sam? This Walt out of Bay Racing, man.
What's going on, Walt? How you feel?
Hey, Carla. Well, I hear y'all talking, man. I'm just letting you know. We trying to go, man. Alley Boy Racing going to be trying to go. We trying to go now, really. Anything,
right.
Streetcar, whatever. We got a couple of little front-wheel drives we playing with. We got some stuff to play with. We trying to play any day of the week.
Any day of the week. Alley Boys Racing.
On the street, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Jack Ball got his car ready. We ready.
Okay. I know everybody on the line, y'all heard, they ready. So, well, Brother Walt, can you answer that question I asked about what do you consider as being a fake or a grudge racer? A fake or a real grudge racer? How do you qualify for either one of those?
Well, it's real easy. A real grudge racer is just somebody who races, who actually grudge races. That's all to it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you grudge race one time, you grudge race 20 times, that still qualifies you as a grudge racer. Who the fake racers is the one who just lip racing. The ones you're just talking about that raced all winter long, the ones that have been racing on Facebook since the snow hit the ground, yeah. Yeah, those the ones. Yeah, them the fake grudge racers right there. They in it because everybody else like it. They ain't really trying to do nothing. They won't even race on foot.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that's just the truth. It ain't, like I said, ain't talking about nobody in particular, but that's just the whole thing, you know. That's the whole wrap up of it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody not trying to go. But Alley Boy Racing trying
to go. Like you said earlier, they just trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, that's it. They not really racing, you know what I'm saying? Hey, well, my race car ain't been together in a couple of years, but I got a front-wheel drive Grand Prix that I raced all year last year. Played around with as much as I can because I like grudge racing. So I'm going to race that, you know what I'm saying? And all these guys with them cars sitting in their garage, pulling them around in trailers and everything, I did way more racing than them on the street last year.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you said that. Let me give y'all this. Anybody that can give some stats from I'm trying to keep up with the stats for 2014 of all the races, whether it be street races or track races, any grudge race. Could everybody under the sound of my voice, can you just try to go on clocksoff.com and post it so we can keep up with who did what this year. I want to do something special for them people at the end of the year. So can we somebody, anybody, you out there in the street, just go on and post it and let us know. Yeah, such and such got whooped. No, you ain't got to say where. You ain't got to say. Just say they raced such and such and they whooped them, so we can keep up with who did what. But yeah, I can appreciate that, Brother Walt. Y'all, hold on. Now they popping up. Let's see if we can get you some action.
That's awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and mute this joint.
Okay, 708-6252. Your mic is open. 708. Huh?
Yeah, I'm down on Walt ass with that Grand Prix. I need 21 more days.
Who is this?
This Chuck.
Chuck. All right, Brother Chuck. I'm quite sure he heard you.
I ain't ducking him.
All this fault.
I ain't ducking. He know where to find me. I'm trying to run him tonight. He ain't trying to go. I've been trying to run him 3 days ago when he told me that. 6 months ago when he told me that. I'm still trying to go. So that he ain't said nothing, man. Go ahead, Sham. Go on with your show. That boy, he one of those ones we just talked about who don't race, but to talk about it, he one of those ones. He one of those.
Oh.
So don't worry about it, Sham. He just one of those ones that heard me say it. He ain't trying to race. My car, his car been there many times, and we ain't did nothing. So don't worry about it, Sham. Go on with your show, man.
Okay.
The two cars ain't never been together, and you know my shit. You know I had a small little problem with that car. But, hey, it's about to come out, and I'm on your ass. Plain and simple.
Well, mine a daily driver. Anytime you call me, I'm in it. I'm out of daily driver. Anytime you call, mine ain't in nobody's shop. Mine sitting in the driveway, ready to go.
Okay, well, Brother Chuck. Well, let them know when you're ready, man.
He got my number.
Well, let us know, because I want to know, too. In 21 more days, Walt, he said he's going to be ready.
Hey, man, the Thursday before the 21 days is up, the Thursday before, I'll be on the show, and I'll let you know if he really serious.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on there and call, so it's going to be a packed street, so he'll get whooped.
Well, that's what I want to hear.
All right, man.
Okay. 773-4015. Your mic is over.
Well, man, it's Preach, man. I ain't got nothing to say. I was just listening.
Oh, what's going on, Preach?
Nothing much. Who said they're going to whoop the whole west side, though?
Who said they're going to whoop the whole west side? Who was that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got to go back on my phone and look. The self is getting... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that was Todd. The cell is getting fucked up by the west side.
That was
oh,
who?
Wait a minute. Pete, you said, oh, okay. All these west side people, they got a lot to say on my phone. Ooh-wee. That was Todd, Preacher Boy.
Todd's back here, so he don't count. So, y'all
can
go.
Oh, he's south side. He just did a little vacation, but he's still the south side.
It don't matter. He don't count. He ain't going to whoop nobody but himself. Cause that's the only person he's trying to really run.
Okay.
So, let the rest of the West Side people go and talk.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going on mute.
Okay. Oh, nah, that he popped up now. Nah. Hold on. 773-2160. Your mic is open. 773-2160. Going once, Going twice. 21-60. All right. 612-5859.
Preacher boy, I beat your ass.
Oh, my goodness. I knew it was coming.
Your mouth funny, man. I'm not even thinking about you, man. Keep talking.
Oh, okay.
Don't talk to play with talk.
Well, don't think
no
about me, but
mind.
I beat your ass.
My, hey, man, you make your mouth say anything. I'm the president. Man, how did that
okay.
sound to you?
But I'll
caller,
beat
man.
Your ass.
Go to your next caller. Man, you say that to everybody, man. You ain't nothing but good pussy. Wait,
you're
you
right. Because then everybody, I'll beat their ass.
Wait. Now, meanwhile, go to your next caller, Sam. Keep on going with the show, man. Don't disturb yourself.
I can't race if a motherfucker won't go.
Hey, Todd, can you answer the question? Did you hear the topic for tonight?
Yeah, I heard the topic.
Can you answer that question before you defend the South Side and yourself?
Yeah. A person who is a grudge versus somebody who does race or either trying to race. Because I'll put it to you like this. A person like, look at Live Action. They wanted to race all year, but nobody was racing. So do that make them not a grudge racer? They couldn't even get a goddamn race, but they wanted to.
Okay.
So that makes a grudge racer. A non-grudge racer is a motherfucker like Preacher Boy who ain't never going to do shit. Yeah, that's non-grudge racer.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, man, I don't race more than you to race in your whole life. I don't race more than you to stay at racing, fool. You ain't ran nobody. You done ran your mouth. And you done got a few things.
It sounds good. Well, let me run you, Preacher Boy.
Keep going with what you're trying to do, man. You ain't trying to
run
nobody.
You, please.
You just talk
tell
about
run
racing,
you, please,
man.
Sir.
I'll bring my time. You're going to tell me I got to take this off. I got to do this. I got to do that. Man, keep going with the next
no,
call.
No, you know what? I just bring a car that you won't have to do nothing. Just race. How about that?
I'm your friend, man. Next caller,
oh,
man.
That's, go ahead, Shannon. Next.
Okay.
I know
you're okay.
Gonna use fake. I know you fucking on fake dick right now, so you and fake at the same car. So
on
you,
who?
He's on pass in your car.
Sir,
you know,
I have my
car.
Own car.
Man, you
and he has his own
go
car.
Go with the next caller, man. Go with the next caller, man.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to go to this next caller. 708-0313. 0313. You might go.
Car now. What's up, Sam?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
What's up, Sam?
What up? Who this?
It's Rob.
What's up, Rob?
I was just listening. I accidentally hit the one button because I heard Todd talking with his weak ass. But Live Action got racist last year. Live Action got racist last year. You need to start watching
them
down south take
them
one and one.
They got
one.
One
and one. He got
more
than
one.
He got more than one. He raced Tony Bynes.
Okay.
He raced 901 Bad Boy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He got
right. Yeah, he got two.
Absolutely.
He got two.
Stop watching no videos, boy.
Point was,
start racing.
Do you think that's – hold on, just listen. Do you think all right. that's all the races he wanted? Do you
I
think those are the
more?
Only two people he wanted to race?
But he was not
he
willing to
no
take off third pie. He was not willing to take off those ties and get on 29, neither.
You're right. He was. He built this
car.
So
you can't get no raises if you're not going to be open. You got to learn to adapt, adjust, move around. Can't stick in one spot too long. You might get hit.
Yes,
like you're
going to
get it when you bring
it.
That car June 7th. You're going to get it big time.
Am I going to get
one
it from
one?
You, though?
Yes, sir. You are with
get
your scary
you?
Ass. Remember,
okay,
I tried to figure everything
what?
In drag racing last year, Scary. You wouldn't
yeah,
take
it. Yeah, that was last year. Did we talk about
that. I'm coming
right.
to get it. That car, bro, I tell you all that shit you just said to it. Better run. Hey, better run. I'm going to come and get you.
Hey, man, Todd ain't racing the last 2 or 3 years, man. Why are you arguing with a man that don't race? That's a fake-ass racer on the other line.
What did you? Preacher Boy, what
hey,
did you
Hey, man, you ruining your show, man. That was a racer.
What did you do, Preacher Boy?
Get
fucked up by Terrio?
When
what did you do? Get fucked up by Terrio?
Did Did you raise anybody to get fucked up? No. You raised yourself.
No, you ran your mouth. You're right. No, I didn't raise last year. I did not get one raise last year. You're 100% right.
You didn't run last year, the year before last, and the year before that.
I did run the year before last. I came out in October and had one race, and the year was over. No, actually, I had two races.
This is a real race, sir.
Yeah.
Please, Sam, this is a real race.
But do you want a race, though? See, the thing is, do you want a race, though? We ain't got to go on and on. Do you want to do something? Right. That's what I thought.
Okay. I'm going to the next caller. 708-0093. Your mic is open.
What up? It's Vaz, Wild Wild Racing.
What up, Brother Vaz?
What's going on with you, Big Sham?
Man, everything peaceful, brother. It's another Thursday. We're trying to get it on. Trying to see who the fake races and the real races are, and how do you qualify?
No, man. It's like this, man. You know what a fake racer is. A fake racer is somebody who always talking and ain't trying to engage. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to race nobody. They ain't trying to. All they doing is doing number woofing. A real racer is somebody who's going to race. Win or lose. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no draw but win or lose. You're going to keep on going. That's a real racer. You can get your butt kicked today and come back tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
That's a real racer, somebody who ain't scared to lose. You know, there's a lot of people out here racing, but a lot of people scared to lose, Sham.
Everybody's
you know what I'm
scared
saying?
To lose
they put
right
their
now.
Pride in a way.
Everybody's scared to lose. Don't nobody want to do nothing. They don't want
to
get no spot.
I ain't scared to lose. I'm going to go.
They don't want to get no spots. They don't want to give you nothing, and they don't want to give you a spot. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me keep going. Hold your line, Brother Vaz.
I'm on here.
Okay. Ray Long, your mic is open.
What's happening, Big Sham?
What's happening, babe?
Nothing too much, man.
It's another Thursday, Brother Raylo, and you know what this is. It's the weather didn't change, and I'm trying to get these boys that really want to go. I'm trying to get them a light up on them so they can do a little less lip boxing. They was doing a lot of lip boxing. A couple people on here already was talking about it. They Facebooking to death, and they got a whole lot to say. But are you trying to go? Are you a real grudge racer or are you a fake grudge racer?
That's definitely why I chimed on in because I was going to chill tonight. But this is a good one here. When you take me there, when I say I'm going to get my comment. Now, I ain't grudge racing. I'm a former grudge racer. I used to do a lot of getting down. Everybody know that. I'm going to tell you my opinion on a real grudge racer. It's somebody... It's a few of them out there. Number one is skin. It don't make no difference, man. Man be trying to get out, man. If you need to give somebody something or somebody need to give him something, and a real grudge racer, somebody, they'll try somebody that they probably think they can't really whoop, but they still try them anyway. That's what you call a real grudge racer.
Hello. Say it again. They're going to do something to make the race happen.
Till you get to the line, man, you can whoop somebody who you think you can't whoop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call a real grudge racer who's going to get out there and race. And somebody say, well, put on 29 or put on 28. All right, I'm going to do that. And then they say, no. Then they say, well, no, you got it. Then they say, no. Then you try to, yeah, you got that too. That's a real grudge racer. Oh, you don't just take it overboard. But if you're trying to get to accommodate somebody, everything they come up with, that's a real grudge racer.
Oh man, now that's a definition right there. That is really a definition, Ray Law. Somebody that is gonna try to make a race happen. Now that's you know what, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the stuff that I'm talking about. That how it used to be. Somebody gonna they just even they gonna okay man, give me the break, man. You know what, you got the break, man. Come on, they gonna make it happen.
Right.
They just gonna try something, but. Everybody's scared to do something. Everybody's scared to, well, they just said, Brother Vaz, you're scared to lose.
That's right.
You know,
when you try to play for all that heavy money, man, that's what takes all the fun out of it right there, because it don't even be about the race, and everybody will love to come back the next day and race. But when you losing 1,500, 2,000 a watt, a lot of people can't lose it like that. And, you know, that's what is more about the money. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get back down to the sensible racing, you get back to having fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. You got to pass the car, not who can bet the most money.
Yeah, but in my mind, well, you know, some people, I mean, we talked about this before, too. Some people, I think it just depends. Some people, they going to make you pay. If you come talking crazy to them, they going to make you pay to play. Then other people, you know, it could be a double-edged sword. You know, you really don't want to race, so you're going to try to outbet me. So, you know, that can go either way. Have a heart. I know that's right. It just depends on, you know, which side you want to go with it. But that's a great definition, Brother Raylo. Great definition. Somebody that's going to try to make something happen. They're going to make it happen whether or not they – well, you know what? I don't know, Raylo, because I ain't trying nothing. Unless I think I got a chance, I ain't going. I'm not going to do that. But there are people out here that I know they do it.
I ain't saying jump in the lake, but if you got a good, strong car in your car running, man, that was motto. Man, let's get down, man. I'm going to try you.
Oh.
I'm going to try you.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Raylo, I was talking about me myself. I'm saying I won't do it, but I know some people, they crazy. They will do it. They're just, man, forget it. They just going to try it anyway. All I can do, you said Skin. Skin is a clown.
He's
gambling.
And
not just Skin. It's quite a few people that will try, but you know, we got to get back. Well, you know what? I will not none of these. Well, I'm the new people. They ain't trying. I ain't gonna. They not trying because they ain't trying to give you nothing. They ain't trying to make no race happen. So that's where, you know, we in a happy medium right now. I'm trying to get back to that type of atmosphere. But
I'm
going to
let you move on with the show. I'm going to give you my definition on a fake grudge racing.
Okay, go ahead.
Anybody out here in the grudge racing world, they know everybody. You just sit back and analyze it. There's some fake grudge racers out there. You know who the guy is that's been talking. It's a lot of them been talking. They ain't never been to the line. You sit down and just analyze it. Ain't never been in the ring. That's a fake grudge racer. Out here talking for years, and ain't never done nothing. Don't have no kind of record. That's a fake grudge racer.
Okay. Everybody heard that.
Years that went by, and you ain't been in the ring, you a fake grudge racer. And I don't care who you is if you ain't been in the ring. I don't care what your name is, what you call yourself, how much money you get. If you ain't been in the ring in 3 years, or I'm going to say 2 years,
uh-huh.
You a fake grudge racer, and I don't care who that is.
Okay.
How
all
many
right.
cars? You can have three cars, this, that, and other. If you ain't been to the line, you a fake grudge racer.
Now, do you have to be driving, or can you just have a car, since you said that? Do you have to drive a car, or you
have
just
a car.
Had a car? Huh?
Regardless who's driving, if Mickey Mouse driving, regardless who's
it
driving,
don't matter.
If that car ain't been to the line, you ain't no grudge racer.
Okay. Preacher boy. I muted your mic. You got background noise. Okay, Brother Raylo. Let me keep going.
Yep. Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right.
773-2322. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Sam? It's Big Ray, man. What's happening with y'all, man?
What's happening, Big Ray?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, everything good, brother.
I'm just calling in, giving you a show some support, man.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Ain't no problem.
Wait a minute. Now I'm a phone beeper. That's breaking news, as they call it. Okay. Wait a minute. There's a trend. You ask the question yourself. Press the one button and ask it yourself. Okay, Ray. By the way, everybody on the line. I do, right as of right now, I do have flyers for June 7th. If you want flyers, You can call me. I'll meet you. I'll come to you. You can come to the shop. The shop is on 2045 East 83rd. That's right there on South Chicago, right directly next door to the KFC. So if you want flyers to give out to your people, I do have some, and you can get up with me. I will come to you. You can come to me, or we can meet halfway, however you want to do it. Uh, 248-1625. Your mic is open.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing, bro? Who's calling?
You speaking with Baby Boy. You speaking with Baby Boy, Big Shell. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Baby Boy?
No, I was just calling in to support your show, and tell you that I really enjoyed your Saturday night, and what you got going on is a very good thing about these fake grudge races and things of that nature. I've been around guys that I'm gonna just go give a couple of examples out about real grudge races than fake grudge races. Skin, real 100% real true grudge racer. He don't care what you got, he'll run. Real grudge racer. If he feel he can win, he gonna try. Couple of more guys that's in the game. Leon, I'm gonna have to give it to Leek and Leon. Leon, if it's cop popping and Putin, he'll still try you. You know what I'm saying? Then you got these guys that do get on the show and do get in front of you. Know they got a car. Know the car ain't ready. No, they ain't got a chance in the God's green earth to beat you, but they just want to talk shit and look, make themselves look like something. You know, so, like I say, you got to indulge in this thing you call drag racing, the grudge racing, to get respect from fans as myself and the other guys that do have cars, Big Sham, you know, so... You know, it comes down to who getting to the line, like Braylo said, who getting to the line and engaging. If you ain't been to the line in 2 years, yeah, you fucking around. You dicking around, dude, you know. But if you ain't got a race car, you'll race your car, you drive yourself to the doctor, you grudge racing. You gotta respect a dude like that, you know. So, you know, you got a good thing going, a good topic, man. I'm gonna lay back, man, and press my phone on mute. I just want to let you guys know I did it y'all Saturday night, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. They had a good one Saturday night. Lenny and Skin got down Skin got away. I think they're gonna try to do that again. But that's once again, that's prime example of the south side over the west side. Now, I'm going to go to the next caller. 773.
Stop, man. Stop going close, Big Shell.
773-3490. Your mic is open. Y'all heard what I said.
Hey, Big Shell, let me say this before I go further. That's one cop from the west side, one cop from the south side, so you can't get it. It's got to be cut down the middle. I believe laying there from the west side. Now, on what Raylo said, I agree with everything your brother just said. I don't agree with the fact that if you haven't raced in 2 or 3 years, you may not be financially able to race in 2 or 3 years. Only if you book in races when you know you're not able to race, to me, what classify you as a fake grudge racer. If you and you know your car not able, you're not able. But now, let's go a little further than Skinny. I race Skinny as my number two grudge racer, not my number one. I'll tell you why. I don't get on with the man, but the man, he tell you all the time that he raced from 50 and up. That's a real grudge racer trying to race. I get in deep with the money if you go deep, but I race for 50, that's DD. And he is under gun when he leaves home because he's got a motor. The engine in DD's car, you got small blocks out here that's way bigger than he could ever get, but yet he would try. That, to me, is the grudge race of the year. or should I say the number one grudge race is Clark himself. Mm-hmm. He'll take, anytime you take him, an undergun car that you know you're undergun and run from 50 and up. Now, Skin will try you. I'll never hear DD saying, take this off and take that off. I hear himself will try you. That makes a grudge race. A man that's just talking, like myself, I ain't raced in years. If I'm on here booking races, I'm a fake grudge racer. You don't hear me trying to book any races.
You said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute, D. You said what now? About being a you haven't raced in a few years.
Like,
what did you say that?
If you haven't raced in a few years, that do not mm-hmm. classify you as a fake grudge racer. To me, what would classify you as a fake grudge racer if you haven't raced in a couple of years, but booking races like you ready when you know you're not, whether it be financially or the car. Either way, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what's keeping you from racing. But you know you're not able to race, but you started talking off its mouth about you will. Now you're a fake racer. If you're
okay.
locking in races and just paying the park out off, you're a fake racer, and you're fooled with it because you're getting money away. To me, that classifies you as a fake racer. Preacher Boy, perfect example. Preacher will try some things. I don't say I know what he ever called him a fake racer. I don't see how, because the man race, whether he's winning or losing, he will try to grudge race. And that's a real grudge racer to me. That's not a...
Okay. All right.
Yeah. With that, I will mute my phone and lay back and listen.
All right. Appreciate you, Brother D.
Right. But remember, Big Sham, there's one from the west side and the south side. You can't claim victorious in that one. We got to go 50-50 in that one.
Well,
Lenny there from the west side. Lenny from the west side.
Lenny from the west side, but Skin ain't.
That's right. Skin won the race.
I know. I said that's prime example of the south side over the west side.
You don't really believe as a whole the south side gonna beat the west side.
Absolutely, ain't no question in my mind.
You're
exactly what's gonna happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
South side gonna massacre the west side.
Hey, Mr.
D.
Talk to me.
You don't start nothing, man. Let them do all that talking, and we don't have them boys from the south side, the west side, goddammit. You dig what I'm saying? Back them south side guys like we always did, man. Point blank, period. West side, run the streets with your father, man. Period,
yeah, yeah.
Man.
I'm classified as, I'm classified as a fake good race. All I can do is stop them.
37 years, man. Long I've been born.
Well,
hey,
good luck.
Perfect example. Check this out, Cam. Hey, Big Cam.
Yeah.
Big Cam, check this one out. When last time drag had a race? A grudge race?
A few years ago. A couple years ago.
Can you call them a fake grudge race? Can you call them a fake grudge race?
I mean, no.
Perfect
I mean,
example.
See,
that's
but you know what? It's what you said. You said if you out here and you talking, you're doing a lot of talking. Not
right.
just you, but other people on the line,
yeah.
too. They said if you're talking
why you
and you ain't doing
example.
Nothing, you are a fake grudge racer. You're just somebody that's just got a hole in your face and there's some noise coming out of it. But
that's
a real grudge racer, he ain't got to do no whole lot of talking. He just going to get to the line. He ain't got to do a whole lot of talking. But, well, I mean, a fake or a real grudge racer. A real drag, I mean, you know, sometimes yeah, well, I say in most case scenarios, your reputation will speak for itself. You don't have to do a lot of talking. He done a lot of racing, so he don't have to say much.
That's why I say I make DD my number one and Skin my number two.
Mm-hmm.
Skin ain't going to run for $50. DD will run for 50 and up.
Well, but see, that's the thing. It's a difference. I ain't going to say, I'm not going to say DD number one just because he'll race for $50. I love DD and what he do. They race all over the country. They do it. They've been doing it a long time. But I'm not going to say just because he'll race for $50, you don't know what Skin situation is. That's what he do. That's what he do. So he's going to make you pay one way or the other.
No, Skin, my man, $200,000, but I'm saying he would not raise for 50 cents.
I know. I just said, but that don't.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that's got to give you a few points more. To me. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I don't know about
you know,
that one.
Right. I'm always wrong anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just your opinion. I'm grateful for it. But, I mean, I'm just disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, I mean, you can race for a little money. I don't have to race for a whole lot of money. For me, it's about the bragging rights. It's for me to say I whooped you, and that's it. It's not really about the money. But, you know, some people it is. It's got something to do with the money and bragging rights. So, I mean, sometimes the bragging rights, that don't mean nothing to some people. It's about clearly the money. So with Didi, it can't be about the money if you race for $50 or $100. I myself know personally, I have been at drags race, which was Black Sunday previous to that. And we went on Saturday, you know, always went. It was a weekend thing for us, Saturday and Sunday. I have been there with Didi, and Didi say, man, come on, man, let's just do something, man. We ain't got to do nothing for no money. We could do it for $100, man. Let's just do something just to get out here and play. That's just what he do. He just want a race, period.
Right.
That can go either way, I believe. You ready?
Hey, D.
Hey, you go ahead. Hey, whatever, Ray. What's happening?
Now, you know, you're going to get some real talk now. You know that, don't you?
Go ahead, man.
DD is a bad man. DD rates high on my list with street racing and grills racing. But Skins might be on the line right now trying to race somebody while we talking our mouth off.
But there's only one thing with that, Ray. Check this out. That goes both ways because Clark might be on the line somewhere. Yeah.
Skin's trying to get on the line right now.
I can't agree with that. Didi might be on the line right now, man, with somebody. I promise you.
Didi's going to have 10 races a year. Skin's going to have 50.
That
ain't no comparison.
DD might only have 10 here in Chicago. We gonna have
it ain't no comparison, man. You can't. It ain't no comparison.
Well, it's like this here. I can't convince you. I can only tell you what I know. He's going to have way more than 10 races, brother. And I'm just giving you a ratio.
Yeah, he might you have more than 10. But then that means Skin going to have 400. DD might have 100. Skin going to have 400 then. The ratio is never going to be the same.
And they're going to be equal.
Nowhere close.
Tomorrow night. Who is it? Red or who? Who is it?
This man will race you in the morning, man. Not at night. Not on Friday. This man will race you on Thursday morning. Yeah.
But see, here's the difference. Skin, my man, I can't take that from him. Skin will not race no faster than Clark will. Raylo, Didi runs in November, man.
Have Didi had any races this year so far?
Yes.
Could you tell him to?
He ain't raced this year.
I know he ain't. When did Skin race? The other day? My point should be proven.
And your point is not proven, like I said. I don't get out of it, man, but I wouldn't bet you. If I call that West Run, Didi probably had a couple of races this year that you already heard about.
No.
I just asked you if you knew him. If you knew him, you should be able to tell us to him, something to us.
I don't rotate with the man like that. I just know how he get out with the race car. We used to be like that. We're not like that now. It's not like that.
You said you don't know no races again, right?
I'm not South now, brother. I'm not out West no more. If I was at West, I could tell you more about that. I don't go by that Street Race like that no more. Mm-hmm. Street Race ain't even interesting to me no more.
Hello?
Most of them call me and tell me about Street Race. I tell them I'm coming. I know I'm not going.
This man, D.A.D., this man going to do both on the street and at the track. He like his matchup at both of them.
I'm not Ray.
He had three races just last week.
I would never take nothing from a man. I'm just simply saying.
We ain't taking nothing from, we ain't taking nothing from
Didi.
We ain't taking nothing from
Didi.
We just keeping it real. We ain't taking nothing from Didi. Didi was racing.
It's the truth. It's like
this. This is how it goes. You all feel like Skin race more. I feel like Clark can race more. We ain't going to never agree, so we're going to agree to disagree.
Okay. Well,
that's it.
But
that's
all.
Keeping it real. You ain't keeping it real. You just saying that because he raised Buicks like you like Buicks.
Right.
That's the only reason I'm saying
that.
That's the only reason why you saying that.
That's the only reason that you did last year.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it was coming to that.
That's the only reason why you said
that.
DD was racing Chevrolet. You wouldn't even talk like that out your mouth.
You know Buicks are Chevrolet killers anyway, though. But I wouldn't say that just because the man raced Buicks, man. The man is a bona fide drag racer.
He's a good racer, man. We're just telling you what he's, man. He's number one. That's all to it.
Didi probably had 10 races last year. Skin had 11 races with one car in 2 months.
Didi had how many? I've seen Didi run 6 races in one night.
You probably had. We're talking about right here, right now, man. You're talking about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he had 6 races in one night.
I have never seen Skin run 6 times in one day. I've seen Didi run 6 races in one day on a Friday.
Okay.
And Tyler run 7 times in one day.
How many races did he have last year is the question. We ain't talking about Didi did 6 races in one night 20 years ago. Nobody cares about that. We're talking about now. That's the whole set topic
right.
of this shit is now.
Shell, you need to move on with the show too, Shell. Move on with the show, Shell.
Okay, I'm trying to let y'all get it out. Let me do a little intermission.
I'm
going to do a little intermission. My baby want to say something on the show. Come on, you want to say it? Come on.
Can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Hello? Okay, go ahead. Say it.
Hello, Greg Racers. No lip boxing. And get to the line.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you? 8 years old. That's my baby. All right, 708.
Yeah.
6369. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Big Sam? Cadillac.
What's happening?
Just listening, man.
Okay,
nah,
what is?
Just listening, man. It's Cadillac, man.
What's up, Cadillac?
Man, working on this car, man. Working on this car, baby.
Oh, man. Well, that's what we want to hear.
That's all I'm trying to let you know, man. Hey, it's time to get it down and get it cracking. I ain't got time for all this talk.
This weather breaking. I mean, all the entertainment is over.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't got time for all this talk. Until all of
you
get to the line.
You trying to get to the line?
I'm trying to go.
We going to see. We sure going to see. It's going to be real short, too.
I hope you got enough, baby. I hope you got enough. I don't care what type of size you got. Get down. That's it.
Oh, man. All right.
So I'm just laying back listening, man.
Okay. Well, man, just chime on in when you're ready to say something.
All right, my brother.
Okay. Somebody asked me on my phone, are the Trans Am boys grudge racers or fake racers? Really? All right. I'm quite sure somebody on this line from the Trans Am boys. I ain't gonna answer no questions for them. Let me go to this caller. 773 9588. Your mic is open.
What up, Sham?
What up? Who this?
This is Lenny.
What? This who?
This is Lenny.
Hey, what up, Lenny?
What's going on, man?
Man, slow motion, brother. What's the word?
Word is, we fucking the south side up. Excuse me.
Y'all
that's the word.
That's
the word. Get in line. Get in line, West Side. Y'all talking wrong now. Y'all come on the show talking.
Man,
like that. Y'all ain't going to do nothing, man. Hey, 90% of y'all are fake racers.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody
now, that's
has
a whole,
to speak up for the
hey,
West
hey,
Side.
Hey, Lenny, that's a big percentage now.
Man, listen. There's a bunch of these guys out here got cars and scared to go.
Well, wait a minute. Well,
are you right about
you
that?
Ain't wait a minute, Lenny. If you're not talking, please mute your mic. Okay, I'm going to have to mute all these mics.
That's me, Sam. I'm in the car by myself.
I'm going to find it. Don't worry. You said 90%, Lenny. No. I'm sorry. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that just because you might not think you can win, scared, or however you want to put it, that don't mean that you're a fake racer. You just don't want to race that person.
Hey, man, listen. Anybody can win with the right spot, man.
Yeah, well, that's
all
the
they
got to
do. All you got to do is get – listen, man, it's plenty of people, man, ask for a spot, and then when they get accommodated, they still don't go.
Yeah.
They still don't go, man.
I don't know how many people are giving out spots. Now, I will take my hat off to you. I have to take my hat off. You gave a spot out. That's what I'm talking about. You was trying to get a race off. Y'all was trying to get one off. Y'all got one off. You wasn't victorious this time. But, you know.
Hey, man.
Make
I look at it
you
just like this here. Hey, I just look at it like this here. Sham, Skill whooped us this time, man. We got in his ass last year, so we won one. Y'all wait around for the tiebreaker. Tiebreaker coming soon to a theater near you.
I know it is. I
can
you
believe
know,
that because both parties do want to race.
Strictly. Well, there you go. But I mean that's a bold statement, Lenny.
It's
I mean, yeah, yeah. Who called my name?
Hey, Lenny.
Yeah. Call the Mally boys up. Man, y'all don't want to do nothing, man. I'll beat y'all ass, man. Get y'all ass down on spray, man. I got my spray on.
That's fine, man. That we told you. Spray the spray, man. You ain't saying nothing, man.
Y'all some of the same guys that be woofing and don't do nothing, man. I said, get y'all ass to the track. Y'all don't want to do nothing, man. Y'all ain't never saying nothing, man. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow and Friday. I'll beat y'all. Hey, Sham, I'm sorry. But I'll beat y'all ass on Friday, man. At the track,
man.
Hey, Lenny.
We was at the track every time, and you said the reason you weren't coming to Jack was because of your job.
I ain't never told y'all that, man. Shut it out, man.
Hey,
man,
so you didn't tell me you get off too late to make the event. You ain't tell me that. You ain't tell me you get off too late to make the event. So you told me.
To make what event, man? To make what event?
On Saturday. You told me you don't get off work on Saturday until about 7, 8 o'clock, and by the time you get your shit together, make it out there to 41, time of pain. Now, you was out of time, but we didn't know, so I can't
when y'all was woofing, man, when y'all was woofing, man, I told y'all to get to the track the next day or Sunday.
And, but
you
actually,
know what
we said we was going on the street the next day when we called you. We said we was going on the street.
Hey, Walt, but you know what, though? I got a new job, and I'm off Saturdays and Sundays, and I get off at 3:30 during the week. So anytime, I'm available.
There you go, baby. There you go. See, I don't know nothing about the new job. All I know about the one was last year.
I just told you, man.
Well, that's fine, man. Hey, Lenny, like I said, I got the number, man. I'll just say, that's why I say call me, man.
Hey, Walt, hold on. Since you talking about Jack Ball, my wife got a little truck, man. My wife got a little Ford truck, man. A four-wheel drive V6, man. I'll try a little something with your Pontiac, man. Is it raining out south? Yeah, tonight. Is it raining out south?
I don't know.
I'm northwest, and it's sprinkling a little bit.
Let me look outside. I'm going to look outside. Hold on. Let me look.
Goddamn, Lenny trying to go.
No, it's dry.
I'm going on outside.
Hey, Lenny, it'll take me for 15 minutes to turn to 30. I hear you, but listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, man. I'll be back south by 10 o'clock, man. If it ain't raining, I'll be out south by 10 o'clock, and I'll meet you. I'll call your friend, and we can set up somewhere where to meet. If you already know my number, man, and you know where we're gonna meet at. We're gonna meet right at the steel, so it ain't no big deal.
That sounds like a plan, man. We ain't got nothing to talk about, man. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Let's get down, man.
Yeah, you know how we do it.
I like that.
Hey, okay.
Hey, Sam, when you almost about ready, just call me.
I would definitely do that. Hey, Sharon, is Terrell on the line? Is Terrell on the line?
He's not on the line right now. If he is, he didn't press the one button yet.
All right, well, see if you can get a hold to him, because I want to lock his fuck ass in.
Okay, I'm going to text his phone right now. Let me go to this. Oh, wait a minute. He can get to him. Is this two? Stokes, is this you? 414-6614, your mic open.
Yeah,
this is me. Can you call Terrell and tell him to call in to the show?
Okay, I'm texting him right now, bro. I'm going on mute, I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
All right, bro.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
I'm on mute on the mic until Terrell get on the phone, man.
Okay.
Hey, Lenny.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, you trying to go.
Man, I'm trying to do what I got to do, man.
I ain't studying the West Side. That's all I got
to
say.
Oh,
here you go. Hold on.
Hey, Sham, I know you're the host, but is your cousin going to be ready on your date?
I'm hoping it will. I'm thinking that it will. I'm trying.
Because you still got full interior and everything in your car?
Yep, same car.
You have nitrous on?
No.
You got a small iron or a big iron?
It's a big iron.
I got a streetable El Camino small block on nitrous, man. I'll play with you.
Now how you gonna do that?
What you think you need to get away?
I don't know. I have to see the car. Oh. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I need to see. I can look at it first.
Okay. Who the fuck is looking for me?
Oh.
I'm looking for you, pretty.
Oh.
I'm looking for you. I got a small block stock suspension Mustang on spray with no bars, man. I want to lock your stacking ass in.
Oh, God.
Hands up. Pro tree to 8 mile.
Put out the back door.
Man, come on now, man. You can't get your bars out. We're going to run you out the back door.
I don't run bars, brother. But check
you know
this out. July 26th, I'll run you head up. 8,000 feet will make a difference.
That's all I like to hear. Can I lock you in, man? The car is a red Mustang, man. A red. So you won't be running, trying to run no ghost. It's a red hatchback, man. Stock suspension. Small block all night.
That's the hatch of the coupe. That's the hatchback?
The hatchback, man.
That hatch I ran last year.
Yeah. Yeah, we
want to
lock your ass in.
Yeah, we're going to run that back anyway, yeah. Out the back door.
Okay.
Out the back door.
I don't know about... Listen, man, you just said 8 mile, quarter mile. We ran quarter mile.
I don't
want to
cut out the back door. I ran down the car once before. I want to cut out the back door. I know what you're talking about. Hey, Shannon Ray, we both ran down about $100. When I did 12 o'clock, and came down, smashed the head of the shit. I want to cut out the back door.
We're going to run out the 8th mile, man. The man was set up for the 8th mile.
Man, I'm going to run out the back door, man. Don't try to tell me how I should run my car.
You just said you were 8th mile, quarter mile. We want to run quarter mile.
He ran me before a quarter.
No, that was the 8th, man.
That was in the meat, man. That was eight. That was a quarter. That was the eighth, man. That was a quarter, man. Watch the video. I'm pretty sure the man don't want to run through the quarter. But give me five minutes, man. Look, like I told you, look at here. We can lock in. I run a car out the back door on July, in July. That's it. That's all. Listen, Terrell. I say I'm pretty sure the man don't want to run out the quarter, out the back. I'm pretty sure he want to run today. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to call him. See if he want to run through the quarter. And we're going to try you. Look, you call me out, man. I'll run that car out the back door, man. You want to run a shorter track? I just told you. I run the full track, man. I'm running the full track. I'm not running 8 miles. It's not a shootout.
Okay. Well, it ain't nothing else to be said then, man.
All right. Well, go on mute.
Benny, don't go nowhere because I'm quite sure somebody going to have something to say to you. They're going to call your name.
I ain't going nowhere, Sam.
Okay. I'm going to go to the next call.
We got balls now, boy.
Let me go to the next call.
Linear, gangster.
586-7112. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Big Sham?
What's up, Dougie?
What's going on, man?
Man,
well,
everything's good,
car,
brother. How you feel?
Street cars.
Yeah,
on,
this is what we're doing on here.
You guys run quarter mile or eighth mile?
They run both, I guess. I mean, street car going to run out the back door, I'm quite sure.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure the street cars ain't turning into some pussies, too.
There you go.
What's going on, everybody? Who you are and what you got?
My name is Dougie from Detroit. Got a couple little street cars I want to bring over to you guys' event on the 7th. Got a Cadillac, street tires. 2010, got a 2010 Z06 on drag radios, and then got a small tire stock suspension Mustang. That won't be ready for that event, but I'll be at Little Tony's event with that. That's nitrous powered, on some 29s, and been racing around Detroit many years, just kind of getting back into this myself. Took a few years off to tend to the family, and you guys got some Cadillacs and Corvettes and stuff over there.
Well, the lines is wide open. I'm quite sure we gonna find something to do something with you with.
Yeah, we got a Cadillac.
My
Cadillac
accommodator.
Open your mic up.
I'm waiting on my accommodator to come on this line and accommodate him. I know he's listening. I need you to come on in. So we can try to find Brother Dougie something to engage with. I'm quite sure we're going to have something for you, Dougie.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Now my phone beeping. All right. Okay, well, man, let me keep opening these lines, Dougie. Somebody might say something.
Okay. 773-7469.
Your mic is open.
Hello, what's going on, Big Sham? This Money. What you feel?
Oh, Lord. What's going on, Money?
Oh, shit.
Nothing much. I heard somebody on the radio ask who to do the Trans Am Boys Rush Race. Okay,
no.
I want to answer that question. Sham, this club has been a club since 1983.
Don't nobody want to hear
that. We have not bagged down from any race that is comparable to us.
You have not raced.
We have not bagged down. We have raced jobs.
Yeah, looking down the throat, doctor.
Hey, we didn't race Todd. We didn't race Lenny.
Oh, Lord.
We didn't race Romy.
What is the problem?
Anybody, we didn't race Ken several times.
Hey, Money.
If anybody is comparable to us, we race.
Okay, Money, can you hold on 1 second? Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead.
Dougie, somebody text me and asked me, what's the power out on them cars that you're bringing?
CTSV is, factory supercharged, and the Z06 got nitrous.
Okay, thank you. They was texting me, asking me,
Hold on one second. Puerto Rico. I got Lock and North. Okay. Would you open the, are you going to open your mic? Open. I'm waiting on you to come on in. Let me keep going. They stop text. Open. Press the one button. Can y'all press the one button, please?
Who you say that was? Puerto Rican Pete?
No. That's somebody. No, that wasn't Puerto Rican Pete. He said something earlier about the West Side gonna whoop the South Side, but no, that wasn't him then. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
What's up? What's up, Sam? Big Will just listening.
What's going on, Brother Will?
All right, man. All right. Just enjoying your show.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Chime on in when you're ready to say something.
All right. It's starting to rain out here in Indiana. I'm in Indiana. It's starting to rain out here. It might be blowing y'all away. Yeah, it might be blowing y'all away.
Okay. 872-7049. Your mic is open.
I'm waiting for one. Yeah. You just missed
it.
872-7049.
Hello, they're having a party in the background.
Yeah.
That's somebody at shop. I just can't. I had to mute their mic. 708-7982. Your mic is open.
I ain't know what's up. I'm just listening in, bro.
Okay. Who is this? Right. Who is this talking?
This is Finn Juice.
Huh?
This is Finn Juice with a little small block with Lexus Sport Monte Carlo. I lost the stun at the track with El Camino.
Okay. All right, brother. I'm going to leave you open. Just mute your mic. You might hear something you might like.
All right.
Okay.
I hear Lenny's doing a lot of fat knocking over there to my team, man. He's doing a lot of fat knocking. He wasn't talking that shit last year, though. I'm just listening, but, man.
Okay.
I've been doing this shit ever since I've been on the race car.
Huh? You said what?
I've been talking this shit ever since I've been on in the race car.
I mean, you've been talking too shit.
Too soon, man. I wish you did
that. Car racing. You know the real Lenny, man.
What?
You
finna
get your ass
whooped
tonight with your wife shit.
Man, listen. Y'all ain't gonna like it, man.
Huh?
Y'all ain't gonna like it. I promise you, I'm driving 100 miles an hour, goddamn it, with the truck and trailer trying to get to the south side. I'm trying to beat the rain. I ain't doing no rain,
man,
damn.
Man, hurry up, goddamn it, please. Please, you gonna add another L to your schedule, goddamn it. Please, hurry up and get here.
Man, listen. Well, hey, I take L's just like I take W's, man. It don't stop me from racing,
hey,
though.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. Hey, I ain't mad at you. Give me both, my man.
All right.
Hey, Big Sam.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Doug. Yeah, I just received a text from one of the gentlemen that was texting you, and he told me he didn't hear my name at first.
Who is this?
It's Dougie. It's Dougie.
Yeah, Dougie. What you say?
Yeah, I said, I just received a text from the same gentleman that was texting you, and he put politely didn't realize it was me, and we're friends, and he said it's all good.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
hey, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let goofy ass money talk, man. I want to hear this old story talking about he used to be a grudge race. I want to hear this shit. Put money.
Wait.
It's funny.
Okay, hold on. Just hold one second. I'm going to open these hands up first. I'm going to come right back to you, Monty. 773-9378. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is Lake Speedy, Ronald Lake.
What's up, Ronald Lake?
Yes, sir. What's up, Big Sham?
What's happening?
What's up, Terrell? What's up with all you gentlemen tonight?
Man, we good,
what's up,
brother?
Yeah, boy, it was all at my school last Thursday, wasn't it?
Huh?
I said they was all at my ass last Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah, somebody looking for you. They looking for you.
I know it. See, but I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't none of them wall racers. There's a lot of motherfuckers hanging on the wall, got a lot to say.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never one of them. And when I come, that locked-in shit don't mean shit to me because it gets to the lane.
Just get to the lane.
Get to the line. That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. Goodness. You know what? I enjoy this sport. May it be safe for all of us. And I'm here to do what I got to do. I'm a part of Rough House Racing, and Rough House is going to show who the fuck they are this year. That's all I can tell you.
Tell us what kind of car you got around the lake. What kind of cars y'all got?
I got a 69 Nova, a big old 1533 gym shoe on the back of it, and that motherfucker's a big block. And I'm here to just do what I got to do. I get a lane.
All right. Is it stock suspension, back half car? Is it back half car?
It's a back half. Willie bought all the whole 9 yards.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm coming out. I've been racing all in my motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school. But I tell you like this, I ain't no fool. I know how to pick my poison well. And you understand, we can do whatever we can do. I don't have to race for no $5,000. I don't race you for a hostess cupcake and beat the dog shit out of you.
Hey, I got a question for you.
A hostess cupcake.
Ronald, I got a question for you.
Huh?
I got a question for you, Ronald Lake.
Yeah.
That promo that they made for Sham Race, they showed your car twice losing.
Well, things happen. Things happen. But I'm here to redeem anything that I want to do. See, that's the one thing. I got a car. This bitch is fire. I can fire this hoe up right now. And I had transmission issues. Well, everybody go through transmission issues, but I ain't got near now. I tell you that. I've been burning out in this motherfucking alley, and, boy, I'm telling you, I'm looking for some victim. Looking for me to be. Looking for them ducks. Where them
ducks? I heard that.
They're going to find out. They're going to find out. You know what I'm saying? Because that transition shit is behind me.
It's a new year,
ready to whoop on some ass.
Everybody heard. Whoever was looking for Ronald Lake, he on the mic. I'm going to turn it loose in 1 minute. Let me open up the rest of these little mics. Mute your phone, yeah. Ronald, but I'm not going to mute you. Just mute your phone and you hear your name.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Fat Boy Ray, he was talking all that shit. Get your lard ass back in your car and with your 650-pound ass. And that's 6.5 tenths with all the weight you got. I'll beat the brakes
Ronald
off
Lake.
Your ass.
Ronald Lake.
Wait a minute.
Damn. Ronald Lake. Ronald Lake.
Yes, sir.
Ronald Lake, take it easy now. Hey, Ronald Lake, take it easy now. Take it easy.
There you go.
I'm just telling you, when people call me out and put me on the hit list, I get offensive about that shit.
I know that's right.
I'll be there. I'll be there June the 7th at your race.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, Ray,
there.
I think he was talking to you, but I ain't for sure. But hold your thought. Let me open up the rest of these little mics, and I'm gonna let y'all hold on. 847-4139. Your mic is open.
Sham, what's happening? What's going on, people? Man, it's Big Mark. Man, I'm just enjoying the show. Just wanted to show my support.
Man, I appreciate you, Big Mark.
Hey, I got to catch back up with you. I'm out of them things, too.
Okay. I'm at the shop tomorrow all day if you want to stop at the shop, at the barbershop. If not, whenever I get off, I can meet up with you or whatever.
All right, sound good. I'm sitting back listening.
Okay. 631-0051. Your mic is open.
Can you come over here?
631-0051. Your mic is open.
Water.
Hello. Hello. All right. 872-7049. Your mic is open.
Yes, sir. Right here, this hurt.
What's up, Herb?
What's up, baby? Hey, check this out.
Everything peaceful.
I'm about to lock in shit. I'm going to keep it real, 100.
on the lock-in, everybody ain't got no lock-in money. Then the guys that be talking about lock-in, they ain't running nothing. And I tell everybody, I'm not locking in nothing. I get to the track and run. I ain't scared to run.
Okay.
I ain't scared to run. I'm trying to get some action this year.
Well, let us know who you are and what you got.
This Herb, this boy Ed Herb.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Dirty Red, my 6'6 Chevelle. And I got my S10 truck that's coming out. It's a new toy. Coming clean out this year.
Okay. All right. Small block, big block, what is it? Socks and spinach?
Yeah, I'm a big young. Everybody know I'm a big iron junkie. I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm a big iron junkie to the world, bro.
Okay.
How the guys been doing anyway? Oh, it's real. So how the guys doing?
Wait a minute. Is that? Let me try to find.
What's going on? I don't hear nobody talking. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was trying to find that noise.
I'm clear. I'm clear out the way. Ain't no noise around me.
No, I'm good. I found it. But yeah, I'm gonna turn everybody loose in 1 minute. Just hold on, Herb. Give me 1 minute. I'm gonna turn them loose in 1 second.
Hey, Big Sam.
Yeah.
Man, this Von, man. I've been trying to get through for an hour. I don't know what's going on.
This who?
This Von, Monte Carlo Von, man. Wanted to beat your boy Nick.
What's
Nick
up, Von?
What?
Oh, I don't know
Von,
what name.
We back.
What's going on?
Man, I've been trying to get through for an hour, man.
What number you calling from? I'm going one by one.
I'm hearing everybody on my phone. I'm pressing one, but it won't go through. But I just want to start out by saying, man, I like and I appreciate what you're doing for the race car scene.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I appreciate it, brother. I surely
appreciate that. But Herb said the same thing. But Fars, like you're doing your issue, you're doing your subject on the fake races. I feel like the Trans Am boys, and I feel like Todd been threatening me for years and have his car. I feel like he a face racer. You know, and I feel like Fat Kevin a face racer too.
Von, you
would have
known the whole time my car was out. I'm glad you back, though, baby.
I've been ready, though. You, but all the time while I was racing nonstop,
you're
and
right.
Your car wasn't ready.
You right. My car wasn't ready yet, Von. You're 100% right.
But you were threatening, threatening me every day at the track. That's fake racer.
Yeah,
you know
I was working on it.
But I feel like the
fair
girl, boys.
Hey, Von.
And I'm going to put
Fat
Kevin name out there, too. Fat Kevin is fake racer.
Oh, my goodness.
You back now, so you got all the action
man,
you want,
man. This man going down.
Oh, yeah, I'm back now, and I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. And I want to race. I want to get somebody to race. Y'all know I'm a race. Y'all know that about me. I'm a race.
You definitely will.
Yeah, and I ain't even got locked in. They know, but I say meet me on wherever, meet me here, meet me there. We gonna race, and y'all know I'm gonna race. That's it. That's all. But I just like I said, man, I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm glad to see
y'all
you back, baby.
Huh?
I'm glad to see you back.
Yeah, same thing, man. I'm glad you're doing your thing now, so now I can knock your head off, man.
Who's this guy, man? I like this guy.
That's Brother Von. Hey, Brother Von.
What's up, man?
Hey, tell him what you got. What you racing with this year?
Man, I got a 85 Monte Carlo, and I got a Cutlass with a big block, no spray.
A 90 SPN.
A 90
SPN.
Oh,
that's me, yeah.
And we go race. I got a 66 Nova. I'm rough. If you don't know, I'm riding around Lake. I'm Rough House Racing. You know what I'm saying? And we going to race. You know, I fuck with Wild Wild Racing, too. I got a little dope race. I'm fucking with her, but I'm Rough House, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Rough House Racing, and we going to race, man. But I get out on the regular, man.
All right. Everybody heard
and
that.
And I respect skin, too. But I feel like everybody dick riding on skin because they don't race. That's why I always want to be skin because they don't race. So I feel like they jumping on skin back because skin race. You see what I'm saying? That's why I always want to be skin because everybody be riding on skin because he racing. They scared to race.
all these old people, they've been talking smack for years that don't even get down, man. She ain't race a lot. She ain't race a lot. But that's why I want to beat him, because they dick ride, because they don't race like him. They scared to put their cars up and race. This nigga had the slowest sound of track and race, and that's why they look up to him. You know what I'm saying? They give him his race, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem. I'm not scared at all. But I love that nigga. That's my man.
He's not that easy to beat.
Well, the thing is, if you're racing, you can't help but to say something about him. He's the only one racing. Shit. I ain't arguing with you, but he's doing a lot of racing. Who else name you going to say?
He's doing a lot of racing. You right. He's doing a lot of racing. You know what I'm saying? And you know me and you bet every time I see you at the track. I don't care if two rushes racing, Sham. Me and you bet.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm trying to go back. I'm going to go back. Ain't no question.
Hey, Big Sham. This herb now. Check this out.
Yeah.
I'm getting down to. I'm not studying nobody. I'm trying to play this year.
Okay. Well, man. That everybody heard what he got? Hold on. Y'all.
Okay,
let me open up this next mic. 773-3033, your mic is open.
What's happening, Big Sam? What's happening, fella?
What up, bro? Who this?
This Boosie. Since this Boosie from the West Side, since everybody got a problem with me using my other name, the other Boosie called me.
That's some whole shit, man. Nobody responds. That's some whole shit.
Wait a minute, hold on. Let me find. Okay.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah, that's her. Go ahead, Boosie.
This Boosie from the West Side representing the infamous Rough House Racing, man. And we're going to do a lot of playing this year. We're going to do a lot of racing this year, man. Hopefully.
Okay.
Clean the deck with them. But, like I say, Ronald Lake, Herd, Vaughn, K-Dog, all of us, man. We're looking to engage, and we're going to be at a track near you.
Okay. All right. Hold the line 1 second. 708-0093. Your mic is open. 708-0093.
I had hung up.
Oh, okay.
I'm back in. Don't mute my mic, but I'm gonna mute it myself.
Okay. All right. Julia, if you on this line, can you press the 1 button? Wait a minute. 708-3167. Your mic is open.
Hello?
708-3167.
Jam.
Yeah.
You just not put me through. This
Vaughn
still, man.
Oh, okay. Y'all had tell Herb I had to mute his mic because it was like a lot of background noise.
What up, Vaughn? What up? Who that?
Terrell, boy.
What up, Terrell?
Everybody is open. Hold on. 631-0051. Your mic is open. 631-0051. Okay.
Hey,
Boots. Everybody's mic is open. Man, somebody got
money, Mike.
Somebody got a speakerphone open. Okay. I think they muted themselves. All right, everybody. Oh, wait a minute, preacher boy. Everybody is open. Anybody looking for anybody in particular? 631. I'm trying to go through this. 847-4139. Your mic is open. That's I think that's her.
No,
that's
Pete Sham, Big Mark.
Oh, okay. Mark.
I had got cut off. I'm back on.
Okay. Ray, did you want to address Ronald Lake now? I think he was saying something to you. Big Ray, are you there?
Yo.
Did you want to address Ronald Lake now?
Yeah.
Ronald Lake, you there?
Hey, I'm here on the phone.
All right.
How you doing, Mr. Ronald Lake?
All right, Daddy-O, ready to buy some rubber. Ready
yeah.
to get that trash where it go.
How we going to do this?
We're going to meet at Big Sham, and we can do what we got to do.
Okay.
You know,
that's
we ain't got
plan to me.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna be the driver of your car? Ain't you gonna be the driver of your car?
Yes.
All right, then. Hey, that's all that matters. We can get it on,
Mr. Ronald Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Ronald Lake, how you doing,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. All right, Daddy. Mr.
Preacher boy, how you doing, baby boy?
Man, look at here, man. You got balls of steel, man. How you been, brother?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. How you doing, man?
Man, listen in, boy. We're going to have a wonderful year, Jack, because I represent with Rough House Racing, Kevin and Boots.
I hear you.
You know, Boots and all of the boys, Brian and whoever else I might have missed saying who they are, but you're going to see a hell of a show with the Rough House Racing boys.
I hear you.
I'm ready to get out.
I heard that, man.
Brandon Tissues is behind my black ass.
I hear you.
Scrap, I don't mean it. Y'all, Scrap, did you hit the one button? Hit it again if you want to say something. I'll say you back and forth.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
My battery's going down.
Hold on. Let me do this.
I want to lock Hammer in.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go through my announcements. I got a full this full line. Wait a minute. Somebody else did 205-5133. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham?
What up? Who this?
You're Sleepy, going out of town, baby.
Man, Sleepy, what's up? What's going on,
man,
Sleepy?
Baby, get ready to make an appearance real soon.
What's going on, Sleepy, man? Long time.
Man, I just heard my man Preacher Boy Ronald Lake and all the guys on there, man. I just got off work, man, and somehow I'll be getting a text that your show coming on every week, man. I finally got out of time enough to get on, man.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm
going to try
my best, man, if I'm breathing, to make my
That's
debut
right.
at your race if I can get off.
Okay.
Round of town, baby.
That's
S-10.
Right.
The Haymaker S-10. Remember that
All
name?
Right. All right.
Haymaker S-10.
All right, Brother Sleepy, ground and pound.
I'll be making appearance real soon, bro. Real here,
okay.
buddy. I'm going to go back on mute.
That's right. If everybody didn't hear the announcements earlier, let me go through them right quick about the race dates. If you ain't heard, mark your calendars. Long Island Joe, this Saturday, April 26th, Piedmont, North Carolina. May the 25th, he having another one at Buzz Creek in Maryland, Buzz Creek, Maryland. Myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, June the 7th, we are having a street and streetable car brawl. The South Side, us against the West Side, them, and Illinois, Indiana versus Detroit, and us, the whole everybody against Long Island Joe and whoever he bring here with him. That is June the 7th, No Limit Raceway. That is going to be a humdinger. Little Tony and Slouch and the Motor City Mafia, July 26th at US 131. The Midwest Grudge Nationals, that's going down, y'all. $10,000 payout. Mark your calendars for that. Brother Voss and Bobby Wildchild, June the 28th, Albany, Georgia. May 17th, Big Drag. Saxon, Missouri, Streetcar Brawl, Saxon, Missouri, May 17th. Saturday after next, May the 3rd, Milan Dragway, Brother Peso and Brother Wayne, they are having a brawl out there at Milan Dragway. Big Fred and Young Money, they're having a party out there on May the 2nd, that's that Friday, at Big Fred Joint. East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren. That's from 8 until May the 2nd, that's that Friday. Young Money, they're having a season opener party. And you can get all this information on clocksoff.com. Go on clocksoff.com and support clocksoff.com. All right. Let me go back. Okay. 313-8126. Your mic is open.
Damn, what's
Hello?
Happening, man?
Tone!
What's going on?
What's up?
What's the deal?
Man, what's
man,
you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? Man, just calling to check in on you, man.
Man, you know I appreciate you checking in on me, brother. What's the word? Tell
man.
Me something good.
Nothing, man. We over here, you know, about to do a little underground thing.
Oh, man. I sure hate I ain't there.
Yeah, man. We going in the battle tonight.
Yeah, they trying to do something up here, too, if the rain don't catch us.
Yeah, it sprinkled on us a little while ago, hours ago, but it was just a passing cloud, so we can go ahead and get it off.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we got a little CTS wagon gonna try this G8 out. They whooped
okay.
us before. They giving us a little better spot this time, so we're going to try it again.
Okay. Man, these
yeah,
people are looking for y'all up here,
there.
Tone. They looking for y'all with
True.
These three cars. They say
no,
they going
they
gonna
just
do something
they
to y'all.
They really not. They just saying they are, but they not looking for us. They not looking
they
for us.
They look, you know what? I'm so sick of him. Not. Can you press the one button? Somebody say, ask little Tony how his ass feel. He won't press the one button, though.
That's ignorant. Is that my family physician over there asking somebody?
Man,
like
he is just... I don't know. He said he texted me. Would you press the one button and come on and say it yourself? Stop being serious. Oh, my God.
Damn.
Really? Let me look at this. Oh, boy, they is stupid, man. I had to go. Okay. Yeah. Really? Yeah. It didn't look good for that West Side guy. He got on here gangbanging earlier, but, you know, I all I could do is take my hat off to him. He did give him a spot, but he couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
So let's go back to my original thing. The one
yes,
that
sir.
Won, the person that won was from the South Side, and the person who lost, they was from the West Side. So this is
Carl,
the beginning
of
the end.
When did this take place?
This was last Saturday, I believe. I want to say it was last Saturday.
And what type of
what type of vehicles were involved in this?
Well, the two types of vehicles was a Chevy pickup.
Give it up the spot.
It was a Chevy pickup, and then the other one was the Mazda.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about your race, little Tony. Okay. The race you set up. Little Tony set that race up.
Well, it don't matter. The winner was from the south side, and the loser was from the west side. So,
hey,
hold on, Champ.
Truthfully, the loser was from Michigan because that was Little Tony's race.
Well, it don't matter. The car was from the west side.
Yeah, the car was. Yes, sir. The car was from the west side. But
it
Little
don't
Tony
about
did
him.
All that.
Right. It don't matter about him.
When they run that race back, Shannon, they run the same race back?
I don't know. I'm not sure how they're going to run it back. I don't know. Can anybody say how y'all going to race it back? Is the owner of that car on this line? Anybody that can represent
yeah,
and say
yeah,
something
I'm
about that
line.
Car?
Yeah,
what you say?
Line,
huh?
I'm still on the line, Sham.
Okay, is anybody doing that back? Is it, you know, what's in the making for that? I'm just asking because Lil Tony asked me.
We couldn't come up with no mutual agreement. How could we ever run the man back the same way when he whooped us?
Okay. I mean, I'm not arguing. I'm just the messenger. I just asked because Lil Tony asked.
I hear you.
I'm sorry, I stepped off the phone. What was your question, Sham?
No. You asked the question. I just asked what you asked. Were they gonna do it again? How they was gonna do it? And what type of cars that what happened?
You saying as far as? Say that again, Sham.
No, I'm what saying you got off. You asked me what the two cars were, and I just told you what the cars were.
Okay. I didn't know if I was. Knew which race you were talking about, but yeah, I'm real familiar with which race you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Then put that work in, man. He did what he did. You know.
Yeah. But let me say this. I take my hat off because they gave him a spot. I can't do nothing but take my hat off.
I mean,
they showed him how to
know.
Do that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Was both on spray?
Huh?
Was both those cars on spray? That race?
Pete was on the motor, and he gave Skin 2 in the brake and let Skin spray.
Wait. Ooh, and what car Pete was driving? The Mazda?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was a fool.
Yeah. Huh?
Who is this? 708-0992. Your mic is open.
Yay! What's going on?
What up? Who this?
This is Marcus.
Oh, what's up, brother Marcus?
Oh, ain't nothing, just chilling.
What's
the
word?
On?
Man, everything peaceful.
Everything good?
Yeah, I can't complain one bit. What you know good?
You know me. I'm just getting out of work on my way home. That's all.
Okay.
Listen to some good old grudge talk.
That's right. Who is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got something to say to somebody on this line?
Hey, Marcus. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Marcus?
Oh, man, I'm just taking it light.
That's right. You know who this is, right?
Huh?
You know who you're talking to?
No, I don't.
The person you're gonna pay that punk out money to, Eastside Strangler.
Oh, I'm gonna pay punk out to you, or you gonna pay punk out to me?
You gonna pay punk out to me?
Why would I do that?
You would see.
Please inform me, why would I do that?
Don't worry about it. You will see it, Marcus.
If my car running, I can't see me paying no punk out unless I'm blowed up. That's the only way you don't get the punk out of me. And at that time, I don't think it'd be punk out. I think it'd be lock up.
Oh, oui.
Hey, I think I done seen some of the fastest S10s in the world. So I don't think I'd be paying any punk out or lockup to you if my car ready. But you
know, I see some of the fastest buses in the world, but I don't think we would pay any punk out lockup money either.
Well, that, and you know what? That's excellent. That means we're gonna race. That's what the fans want to see.
That's right.
Hey, B,
I don't want you to pay no lockup for. I want to race.
Biz, you trying to do something with that street car of yours?
It ain't ready, Tone. As soon as it get ready, man, I'm really thinking about letting you run like you run and letting me run on motor. But I got to see what this thing do first. I just can't stick my foot in my mouth because you ain't going to let me hit an end of it. So, Playboy, soon as I see a white and yellow sheet, boy, you're going to be the first one I call.
Hey,
my
man,
look, Tony. Hey, boy, I miss talking to you, boy. I just can't wait till it's getting ready.
Hey, B, you know me and you're going to be like the Hatfields and the McCoys for the rest of our lives.
Hey, man, I don't have no problem with it, man. As long as no one get hurt, man, we can do it. Hey, on a good note, I think I asked you about that girl. I found that girl from the beach that was gone for about a dime. I finally found her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I finally found her. She came home. Yeah.
Okay,
but, we're going to be the Hatfields and McCoys, baby. Yes, sir.
Let me see. This might be somebody looking for y'all. 630-0452. The mic is open. 630-0452. They're having a party. Okay, 872-7049.
What's up? Hey, Herb.
Oh, this Herb. Okay, hold on, Herb. 313-2526. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sam? Yeah.
Hey,
what's
happening?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Man, everything peaceful, brother. What's going on with you?
Man, just calling in, you know, showing you a little support, man, you know.
Man, I appreciate that.
What up, Wayne?
What's going on?
Just checking to make sure my girl, Bia, talk to my girlfriend right over here, making sure she's all right.
Yeah, she. I wanted to ask her. I mean, ask him. I wanted to ask him what kind of spot you need?
I'm good. What kind of spot you need
with that CTS? What kind of spot you need if I blow?
What kind of spot I need with what?
With my street car.
Blue. I'm trying to run your street car head up.
You trying to run me head up? I can't run your head up if I blow.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You blow, I'm going to blow.
Oh, if you blow, I blow?
Yes, sir.
With the CTS?
Small block on nitrous, just like you are.
Oh, no. No cage? Okay, just like me?
No cage.
All right, cool. I like that.
No cage. Small tire. Small block on nitrous.
Okay. I like that. Full interior, back seat, all that. Yeah, I like that. No case. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
When? So you say as soon as you get ready, you gonna call?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Mortgage might be due then. Yeah, yeah. All I'll right. call you.
All
right. Why wouldn't I?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like
that.
I'm going to take care of DMX. I'm going to take care of DMX and Hootie, though. But I mean Terrell. I'm going to take care of them two real soon. Countdown is on.
We right here.
Yeah.
Huh? I know y'all ain't going nowhere.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
All right, Sham. You know, we're about to go take care of the underground.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
I got Young Money on here. I got Jimbo on here. And I got Junior on here, man. Got anybody looking for some action on May 3rd, man?
The mics are open. Anybody looking for any action on May 3rd?
This is probably one of the best. What you want?
Jimbo, anybody in Chicago you looking for, man?
From Chicago?
Yeah.
I done went through everybody over there a couple years ago.
Fucking Jimbo.
Wait, hold on. I ain't gonna let you talk slick, Jimbo. What you just say, Jimbo?
Who's this? Who's speaking?
This your daddy.
That's
you know who this is. This your daddy.
Oh,
this your
yeah.
daddy.
Let me restate that. I did forget about this. He's the only one that clipped me, but the rest of them. But he don't count because he lives in Georgia now.
I believe you're going to be racing his car this year.
Yeah. Well, we ain't scared, man. We got the car. We go through the race, so.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What up?
You bring anything up here on May 3rd, man?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm bringing a damn King Kong Jr. Damn it, that's what I'm bringing. Get it up there. Young Money. Hey, man, y'all know y'all supposed to say Young Money. Wayne, when you got on the phone, you should have said Young Money.
Young Money.
There you go.
All Young Money's got some catchy little phrase.
I did.
Hey,
yeah.
Wayne.
What up?
Wayne, look for them hands popping up. There's going to be another regulator racing member calling in.
All right.
Damn, Dutch, you on AC too. Hey, boy, what were you saying, Randy?
You owe me double when I got King Kong Jr. You know that, right?
You said what?
He wasn't saying nothing, Biz. His mouth full of pot of donuts.
I say you owe me double. Yeah, they you know that, right?
Man, there's a lot of background noise. I can't understand what you just said.
He said he's gapping King Kong Jr. You're going to be upset when he gaps King Kong
man.
Jr.
Well, make your bet reflect your confidence.
We playing on it. I promise you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did what you're supposed to do. You locked him in. I like that.
Randy.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't y'all got some street cars with your money?
Yeah, every damn car they got is a street car.
90 seconds.
Well, man, y'all need to get up here on June the 7th. I'm trying to engage all y'all Detroit street cars with these Chicago street cars.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Yeah, we might try to put something together.
Yeah, put something together for that.
Where that background noise go?
60 seconds.
Hey, for my listeners over here, Sam, tell them what you got going on the 7th, man.
Man, June 7th, No Limit Raceway, all the street and streetable cars. We will accommodate you. June 7th, the south side of Chicago versus the west side of Chicago.
and Illinois, Indiana versus Detroit, and all of Michigan, and all of us against everybody that come from the northeast corner of the world, which is New York, Long Island Joe and his crew.
All right.
I already announced you, but you can tell them what you got going, Wayne, while you're on this line before you go.
Well, you know, May 3rd.
10 seconds.
May 3rd, we got two shootouts, 28-29. We got 15 confirmed grudge races locked in and is growing by the day, you know. And, you know, May 3rd is kind of like the official start off to the racing season up north. So we're looking for, you know, y'all guys from Chicago, come on over and, you know, join us and have some fun, man.
That's right.
Hey, why?
What up, though?
We got meatball over here throwing up two fuck you figures to me over here on the street, man.
he's meatball doing what on the street?
Throwing up the fuck you signs.
hey, Wayne. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Street pigs, yo. Hey, see one of the motherfuckers on race this video, what's the matter we got?
Say that again?
Why y'all be so jealous of us, man? What's the matter we got out?
Man, I can't understand nothing you're saying, bro. Yeah, that's like muffled. Yeah.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I got three kids right here.
Who
want
to talk? We got a deal, one from here. Who want to throw that motherfucker out?
Hey, Wayne.
What up, though?
I got the street team right here want to say something on grudge. So go ahead. What you say, man?
Hey, we about to fuck Lil Tony up. Hey, and we wish another scared would come with a street car. We'll beat y'all ass every night, too.
Hey, street team, for never scared to put a street car together, that means they had to run a quarter mile and they gave that up.
Hey, look.
All I can say is don't hold your breath.
Oh,
wow.
My street racing days are over here. Believe that.
Hey, well, we're going to have to talk
about
it.
Hey.
I laid on my note.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Put the good one on the show.
Man, I got Wayne, I got about 2 minutes left.
I'll let you get the show back, Sam. All right. I appreciate it, Sam.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hey, hold on. Hey, May 2nd, be at the East English Village Bar for the pre-grudge race park.
The Young Money Takeover.
Yeah, I announced that already.
I'm going to
okay,
pay this
okay.
Beer.
May 2nd, yeah, at Big Friend Joint, East English. That's right. What time do that start?
All right, Sam.
What time do it start?
8 until.
Okay, all right. Everybody heard that. I got 3 minutes left. Let me open up. Somebody just popped up. 773-3969. Your mic is open.
The locator.
773-3969.
All that shit. This
one off. All right. Okay, well, once again, it was another good Thursday. Wait a minute. I ain't got but a few seconds left. 773-7115.
What's up, Sam? This kid. Make sure Leroy gets some of them flyers, man, what we have on the west side.
Okay, I surely will. Everybody that want flyers, I made that announcement earlier. I got them. If you want to meet me, you can come up to my shop, 2045 East 83rd Street. That's 83rd and right outside Chicago, right next door to the KFC. Or I can meet you or come bring them to you, whichever y'all want me to do.
Hey, Sam,
yeah.
This beer. I'm flying in Friday the 2nd, so I'm going to give you a call. I can take some up to Wayne Race. Like,
okay. Okay, cool.
Unless you already got something up there.
No, I ain't got, that's cool.
Okay.
I appreciate
right.
that. Until next Thursday, y'all. Same bat time, same bat channel. We gonna open these mics up for all the real people that's trying to go, and we gonna see who really wanna go. Until next Thursday, y'all. Love.